ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசே ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாய பதியே நமஹ. அரண்யகாண்ட் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 4, தி டெத் ஆஃப் விராத் ராட்சஸ். தி ரெசிடேஷன் பிகின்ஸ் நவ். Thereat, Sita raised her hands in despair and wailed aloud in the grief of her heart. Yon Rama, the son of the Emperor Dashrata, is ever wedded to truth of lofty ideals, candid, open-hearted. But lo, the dreadful Rakshasa carries him and his brother away from none to prevent him. Fie upon that which is proclaimed as the Lord and Protector of the worlds. She turned to Viradha and cried, Noblest of Rakshasas, pray accept my humble respects. It is unjust of you to leave me here to the mercy of leopards, panthers, tigers and wolves. Best take me away in the place of yon princess. Her words decided Rama and his brother, and with a stroke of the keen swords, they hewed down the mighty arms of the Rakshasa. Terror-struck, Virada fell to the ground like a huge cloud bank or a mountain shattered by the Vajra of Indra. The princes spared him not, but kicked, struck and buffeted him against their hands and feet. They whirled him aloft, dashed him against the earth, trampled upon him and did their very best to squeeze the life out of him. Riven with arrows, hacked with swords, dashed upon the earth again and again, the Rakshasa would not die. Thereat, he whom all beings take refuge in when danger and sorrow afflict them, said to his brother, It is the might of his tapas that keeps him immune from death by weapons. Let us bury him. Meanwhile, the Rakshasa cast away from him the dark veil of ignorance that clouded his eye of spirit, thanks to his contact with the fountain of light and wisdom, saw clear into the nature and mission of the Lord of the worlds before him, and cried, Fie upon me, who steeped in ignorance, failed to see that you are the Supreme One, come down upon earth as Rama to relieve her of the load of sin. Blessed am I in that I meet my death at your hands, whose might the great Indra himself can scarce conceive. O bright embodiment of Kaushalya's rare merit in her past births, father of countless worlds, do I not see that yon lady's Janaki is no other than mother of mercy, Mahalakshmi? And Lakshmana here, who crowns himself with undying fame in your service, is he not part of yourself, of your own essence? This hideous Rakshasa body is the result of a dread curse. Tumburu, the Gandharva, am I, who once disporting myself with Rambha, the Apsara, failed to notice the approach of my master Kubera and reverence him as he deserved. Incensed thereat, he cursed me to be a Rakshasa. Terror gripped my heart, and I entreated to be forgiven my heinous offense. Thereat, his rage abated somewhat, and he was pleased to say, Rama, the son of Dasharatha, would slay you in battle and restore you to your former self and abode. O Rama, prince of heroes, all good go with you. A yojana and a half from here lives the Maharishi by the name Sharbhanga, radiant as the sun. It behooves you to bless him with your presence before the righteous one of unparalleled fame enters a blazing fire. He waits to render you a very important service. Rakshasas are raised the worlds of light if their dead bodies are buried. So do me the favor to intermine me before you go. Rama thereupon directed Lakshmana to dig a vast pit wherein to throw the body of Virada, huge as an elephant, and stood upon his throat the while. Then they dashed him upon the ground once more and threw him into the pit, he howling dreadfully all the time. They knew that death shunned him in any other guise by keen shaft or keener sword. On his part, the giant deliberately and gladly sought his death at the hands of Rama and laid violent hands upon them, but to provoke them thereto. They caught at his voluntary confessions that weapons slew him not and decided to bury him. The woods quaked in affright as they did so. They laid huge upon him and proceeded through the forest with happy hearts like the lords of day and night sailing through the cloudy sky. मंगलम कुशलेन्द्राय महनीय गुणाब्दे चक्रवर्ती धनुर्जाय सर्वभौमाय मंगलम।